and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Over in the book of Matthew, chapter 7. Verse 16. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good fruit cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. I'd like to preach tonight on eating the wrong fruits. So bow your heads for a moment. Oh, God, we ask you to come by again one more time, Lord. Anoint me, God. In your name, God, I praise you, God. Bless this service, God, tonight, Lord. Anoint the singing, anoint the preaching, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Touch me, God, and praise you. Thank you, God. One of the bad fruits of this world is temptation. It becomes very bad when you yield to that temptation. And just as I read for you over in Genesis, where Eve, she yielded to that temptation, and when she took of that fruit and did eat, and gave also until Adam. This temptation condemned Adam and Eve to death. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, the Lord told him, "But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Temptation has brought many people, even preachers and Christians, down because they have yielded to that temptation. Some of the worst fruits that you could ever reach out there and grab a hold of is lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In 1 John 2, verse 15 through 17, "And these are not of the Father, but of the world." I like the story of Joseph in Genesis verse 27. Joseph, he wore a coat of many colors. His brothers, they hated him. They threw him in a pit. He was sold for 20 pieces of silver. It was hatred and jealousy that his brothers had toward him. And in Genesis 39, you'll find that Joseph's his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, but he refused the temptation. This was not a one day temptation, but day by day she spake to Joseph, but he did not hearken to her. And because Joseph refused his master's wife, She lied on him to her husband, and she threw him in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The reason the Lord was still with Joseph is because he did not give into the devil's deeds. If you look where in Genesis 41, Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream, and he was made second in command. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as in common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye might be able to bear it." You know, God will help you in time of temptation, but you must not yield to that temptation. You must not yield to these fruits of the world. In Judges, you look at chapter 13, the birth of Samson. The Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord, it says, began to move at times in the camp of Dan. And in chapter 14, you'll see that and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent a lion. as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. And then in chapter 15, in verse 15, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him again. And he found a jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men. And he needed water after this, after he slew 1,000 men. God clave in hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout, and Samson drunk from it. And then Samson, he met a woman named Delilah, who betrayed him. There were five lords of the Philistines, which means five tribes. The names of the tribes are in the book of Joshua, chapter 13, verse 3. And they were to give her 1,100 pieces of silver. And some Bible scholars believe that came out to about $3,500. A temptation that Delilah could not refuse. And three times Samson lied to Delilah. But the fourth time he told her with all his heart, where his strength lieth, the Philistines came upon him, and he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. See, before the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord was came mightily upon him, but now it was departed. And because of Samson yielding to the temptation to Delilah and giving in to her, the Philistines took him and put his eyes out, and he grinded in the prison house. Samson could, you know, he could have saved himself from a lot of pain and heartache if he would have prayed to God and sought God. But in Samson's last days, he cried out to the Lord to give him strength. And God heard his cry, and Samson killed 3,000 people that day. I'd like to tell you tonight that don't give in to the fruits of this world, but hold on to the fruits of God. There was another man, and tomorrow we're going to come to church and Easter. But there was another man that was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, and his name was Jesus. And how that they put those stripes across his back, how they put those crown of thorns upon his head, and they hit him and they smote him on top of the head with a rod, and how they spit on him and how they mocked him, but through it all he went on. He didn't give in to the temptations of this world. And it was thanks to Calvary, we're not the same people we used to be. The greatest fruit that anybody could reach for is Jesus. And John 15, verse 4 and 5, Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." He is a spiritual fruit. Like you've heard people say it before, when you get the Son, you get it all. He is the Messiah. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. He is Wonderful Counselor. He is the Bread of Life. He's that bread that never gets stale. He came from above, the Eternal One, the Light of the World. He is the door. Whosoever will, let him come. Anybody that enter in. He is the Good Shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. The resurrection and life, Lord and Master, the way and truth and life. By his stripes we are healed. It's the blood that gives us our strength. Soothes our doubts, calms our fears, and it reaches to the highest mountain, the lowest valley. It dries up our tears. Jesus, he can wash away your sins by his blood, take away your pain, the scars, the bad fruits of this world. In Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. As I read this chapter here, you can look at it. He's the spiritual food, the rest and fullness. The void is filled when you have joy, and it's joy unspeakable and full of glory, and it's peace like a river. This world, they're reaching out for the bad fruits, but praise God, I'm reaching up for the blessings of God. Looking for a closer walk, and one day we're going to all be going up. Let me see here. 1 Samuel chapter 17. In verse 33, and Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And go up into verse 37. David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear." And you notice what he says right here. Listen, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with him." You notice David said, "He will." Not "he might," "he probably." But he said, "He will deliver me out of this the hand of this Philistine." And that's how we should look at it. When we have the Lord on our side, we're on the winning side. And when the devil comes against us and he hits us from the left, from the right, we say, "He will bring me out of this trial. He will bring me out of this valley. He will help me climb this mountain." And though the devil might say, "Well, it's a lot harder. This one's going to be a lot harder and a lot tougher." But that's what he said the last time too. He said it was going to be a lot harder. But praise God, he brought us out. And when I was little, me and my sister, we stick together. If somebody bigger boy would pick on me or something, I'd go and get my sister, and she'd get her purse, and I'd get a plastic bat, and we'd whoop him. But that's how we should look at it as being a Christian. You know, the devil might be bigger than us, but we got somebody who's bigger than the devil, and his name is Jesus, and he whooped him on Calvary. And Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The law can condemn one with the fruits of the Spirit. But by the law, the knowledge of sin. I tell you, when you get the right fruits, you can come to church and you can clap your hands. When you get the right fruits, you'll want to come to church and you'll want to praise God and you want to stand up and you clap your hands and praise Him for everything He's ever done. I was thinking, Sister Burns. It was about a month ago. I seen Sister Burns. She went down the steps, and I know she was like toward leaning a little bit. And I asked Brother Burns about it, and Brother Burns said there was something wrong with her hip, and that touched me, Sister Burns. Brother Burns said that they didn't know what was wrong, but Brother and Sister Burns are good people, and they've come to church faithful. And Sister Burns, one day you're not gonna have any more problems with that hip. You know, one day you're going to walk on the streets of gold. And Brother Burns, you're going to put on a new body. And you never have to worry about getting old again. We're not going to have to worry about any blind, any lame, because, you know, we're going to make it in if you got the right fruit. That's about all I had to say tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. The Lord's really helped me. It seems like He gives me. To be truthful with you, when He gave me this message, I really didn't know how to preach it. I was like, Lord, fruits. What do you mean by fruits? And you know, oranges, apples, or something like that. No, but he showed me. And you know, when the Lord speaks to you, He don't speak in riddles or speak to you where you don't understand it. But he talked with me and he gave me scriptures and stuff and I thank him and I praise him for everything that he's ever done in my life. I guess we have about 10 minutes to pray, so let's find a place to pray.